Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
A good day to be with you. Hello, Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli and Ken Kessler on the air. Let's start with the story from New York. A police officer died after he was shot chasing a gunman in Harlem who had stolen a bicycle. That seems to be the overview. What else have you have there for us, Roberta?
Yeah, it's really a sad story. The guy, the officer Randolph Holder, only 33 years old. They got the report that somebody was robbed at gunpoint of their bicycle. So they went there, of course, saw the guy on an overpass with a bike, you know, chased him, and they started exchanging gunfire, and the officer was shot in the head. Hmm. What's really sad that he was an immigrant from Guyana, and he was the son and grandson of police officers there. So he came here and he also became a police officer.
Yeah, fourth generation police officer, yep, in the family.
Yep. In the family.
Not a Native American. What's the rule on people getting jobs like that? I thought at one point in time, I can remember from years ago, that it was hard for immigrants to get jobs like that. Being police officers, law enforcement officers.
Well, I don't know. You know, my dad came here from Italy, and in order to get his citizenship, he volunteered and to go into World War II, went into the Navy.
Well, you know, that's
and
something.
And received his citizenship.
Don't you think that that would be worth considering for a lot of these people that are coming into the country illegally, to offer them the opportunity to put on a uniform and serve the country? There have been many, and I'm thinking about a couple from last year, it seems to me, and we talked about them on the air, Kenny, who went into the service. They were not citizens. Somehow or other, there's a loophole that allows people that are not citizens to get into the service. Mm-hmm. And when they get out, they either apply for or they can get some advanced status on becoming American citizens, which seems to make a whole lot of sense to me.
Doesn't it? Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
A whole lot of sense. Why don't we do that with a whole bunch of these people who are here illegally? They want to stay. Okay. Line them up. Give them a uniform. Physical. All right, you're all set. Here's how you shoot a gun. Go for it.
And right. Because really, I mean, I think internationally, you don't have to be a citizen of the country in order to fight in their military.
No. Mm-mm.
You could just volunteer.
Yep.
You know, and the people say, okay, come on.
Yeah. All right, one
that's
other
not happening with ISIS.
Sort of blemish today. Let's get the blemishes out of the way early.
Mm-hmm.
The research that's been done into the fires at six black churches in the St. Louis area. This has been going on the last, I think, two or three weeks, if memory serves me correctly. We haven't talked about it on the air because there wasn't a whole lot to say other than it looked like there was some connection. Well, authorities say now they have two things that they pretty much are sure of. That race was a factor, duh, and the same people are doing it. So what kind of human being, here's the question, what kind of thinking goes on in somebody's brain in the year 2015 when you are so distorted, when you are so angry, when you have so much hate aimed at somebody else just because their skin color is different than yours, that you want to blow up or burn down the churches where they go? What kind of thinking? It just is. It is something that some people think. The words that I've heard from people that in some circumstances I've associated with on the farm, referring to the color of President Obama's skin and the way they've done it, I was disgusted with one guy who was a friend. And I just said, why do you have that attitude? And, you know, this guy used the N-word. The guy's skin color is different. Just because you and I may not agree with his politics, What do you think? What are you teaching your children by using that terminology? In 2015, it just doesn't have a place in my mind, in my world. And I wouldn't, it isn't that I didn't associate with the guy anymore, but there was a strain, and I haven't done as, it's interesting, because I haven't done as much business with him in the last year since I heard him go off on his rant about Obama, not because he was a lousy president, but because he was black.
Yeah.
That has no place in my world, or I don't think in the world. And that's part of the system that we need to the situation needs to change. for my money anyway. The information that's coming back on the bombing at the doctor's hospital, the Doctors Without Borders in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the computer wasn't working. The intelligence network gathering computer was offline. Whether it was shut down or whether it just wasn't working, that's the reason that the people in the hospital were not prepared. This airstrike killed 22 staff members, patients, and the research is being done by people in Congress. So I'm thinking, if we don't have the tools, if we can't make sure this sort of thing that's available to protect citizens and, I mean, civilians and people in uniform, why are we there? We don't belong there. If it's that difficult, I would want to know from somebody who was in the service in Afghanistan if this was the same thing. I remember somebody telling me that that was the story in Iraq in certain places. They couldn't get Wi-Fi or they didn't have the ability. You know, the Army brings in their own system.
But that's ridiculous because the hospital had given the military the absolute definite coordinates of that hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what it was. They knew it was there. They had all of the GPS coordinates.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, somebody made a really bad boo-boo.
You know what really comes up here for me, Roberta, on this?
Yeah.
And I think it was yesterday, Kenny. Tell me who said this. Can you imagine what it is, what the person or the family is going to feel like if you are the last soldier to die in a useless war.
Ugh.
And I don't remember who said that, but I remember we...
All you do is ask the families of the people killed in Vietnam.
Well,
yeah, that was a quote attributed to John Kerry when he was...
Oh, right, in Vietnam.
Talking about Vietnam.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. He doesn't say that about Afghanistan now because he's on the other side of the fence.
Right.
But yeah, right, that's right. That was a John Kerry line. Yeah. How'd you like to be the last one... to die in a useless war.
I remember my mother told me, because I was becoming of age, you know, during the Vietnam War, and she said, if you were a boy and you had gotten drafted, we would have moved to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I absolutely would not have allowed you to go to Vietnam.
Right. All right. So we have a 2020 news quiz coming up. Why don't I give you the question so that we get the answer by 20 past the hour. You ready?
Yes.
Many of you have worried.
Many of you have worried.
Well, it's going to be like
keep
that.
Keep going.
Huh?
Keep going.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, right. All right, let me start this over again. Many of you have worried.
Many of you have worried.
That Canada has lost its compassionate and constructive voice in the world.
That Canada has lost its compassionate and constructive voice in the world.
I have a simple message for you. On behalf of 35 million Canadians. I knew this wasn't going to work. We're back. Who said that? Get the answer on the air before 20 after the hour, and you'll win 16 after right now.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. SNS Tech says running E85 can melt a V-twin engine.
I've had guys, some of these gas stations kind of play tricks on people a little bit, or they don't realize what they're getting, but it says high octane fuel, and it'll be E85.
You said?
Well, you're about to melt your motor down.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Tech says, don't believe every gas station sign.
It says high octane fuel, and it'll be E85, and they'll put that stuff in their bike and run it. And they'll run, and these newer bikes with oxygen sensors on it will actually run pretty good, and they adjust as far as they can. But, man, I've had them come into the shop. I'm getting these great mileage, but the thing's kind of pinging. And it's like, well, you're about to melt your motor down, you know?
American Biker Minute.
Recalibrate if you're going to do that kind of stuff.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
Two Olympic gold medals, a pair of world championships, and two Stanley Cup titles put this center iceman in hockey's very select triple gold club.
Comes Forsberg, going to the net, Forsberg scores!
So where is Peter Forsberg now? Peter opened Forced AB in 2005, a company that imports Crocs footwear in his native Sweden. However, he closed Force in 2010 after taking heavy losses in the previous 2 years. He's currently the assistant GM with Modo, the Swedish hockey club where he started his career. Peter and his father own a Swedish real estate company called Force Pro, which co-funded Modo's new arena. Peter Forsberg, back where it all began. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. New Yorker Magazine's Elizabeth Colbert has published an article suggesting our energy problems will be solved through some radical new invention just around the corner. She cites the historical problem of old London and New York last century when horse-drawn carriages and mounted police filled the streets. At that time, cities became covered in horse dung. It became a real pollution problem with little they could do without banishing all the horses. They knew they couldn't get rid of the ebb and flow of horse traffic responsible for getting goods and services to and fro, plus people quickly across surface streets, particularly in inclement weather. So how was this solved? Along came the car, and away went the horses. Same thinking now. Along will come something, and away will go the need for fossil fuels. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
We are on the Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. And here starring in the next moment on the air is Blake, listening to our new affiliate in Mobile, Alabama. Hi, Blake. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, morning. I think Jason Trudeau.
Close enough. Justin Trudeau. Okay. Yes, he's the new Prime Minister of Canada. So what do you think of what he said? What do you think of Canadians in general? What do you think about the philosophy that they have espoused over most of our lifetime, your lifetime and my lifetime?
Well, first of all, I really don't follow Canada very well, although I live for few years right on Canadian border.
Yeah.
So I did go to Toronto many times, but Toronto, the Canadians are unique that they have a problem that they need population and they have to be, and there is all this language problem of the French Canadians and the rest of the Canada, and this is going to emerge as one of the premier places, premier country to live in this globalized world, just because of the complexity of the population and the fact that they have to welcome immigrants, otherwise they cannot survive.
Problem is, it's too damn cold up there most of the year. Like, who wants to live in?
I don't know whether they've been to Toronto. They
beautiful
have,
city. Toronto, Montreal, beautiful cities.
Well, Toronto has underground walkways that all of the buildings in downtown, all of the shops, everywhere is connected underground, heated.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. And you go there like at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the evening, even till midnight, shops are open.
Yep. It looks very like progressive. It's a very progressive city. How do you like living in Mobile?
I love it.
Do you? Why? It. What's the best thing? Give us 30 seconds on Mobile.
It's an all-American city, as they call this. Everything you can think of in America is here. Mm-hmm. Only it costs less, easy to live, and great, great economic opportunities and variety of things, including some of the best beaches nearby.
Yeah, it's very. I haven't been there for a number of years. I used to be on another station there. Now we're happy to be on this one, and I thought the city was very progressive, frankly. So I'm glad to have you here. Blake, hold on just a second. Glad to have you on board listening to us in Mobile. The prize will be determined by Kara, who's got a great attitude. Hold on, 21 after the hour.